Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources for 4-H Youth Development Agents, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, volunteer trees. I'm excited to hear what you guys say about it.
Yeah, right now we're probably all thinking Christmas trees. That's in the forefront of our mind with the holidays and things like that. But actually what I wanted to talk about were volunteer trees that maybe come up in our home landscape or coming up in our hay meadows, our pastures, different things like that. But right now is a good time for us to be thinking about those other trees that are out there other than our Christmas tree. And yes, trees are a vital part of our landscape, but a lot of times the volunteer trees that are coming up, we need to make sure that they get controlled. And I know right now I've got a couple that I noticed this morning when I was leaving my house. I thought, oh, I probably need to get in there and cut those out. Because a lot of times our volunteer trees are saplings that grow from seeds. We aren't putting them there. And often they're growing in places where it's the wrong plant in the wrong place, like our home lawns. And so if this tree is still small like mine are, you can transplant them in the spring if that's something that you want to do. Mine are not any that I want to transplant. I'm thinking they're probably little elm saplings, and I will just get rid of those. But some of those that are not desirable, we want to think about getting those cut out. And they will resprout after cutting, but or some will, but a lot of them can be controlled just by cutting. And a few that will re-sprout after being cut are going to be Siberian elms, hackberries, Osage orange, oak, ash, aspen, cottonwood, maple, sycamores, and willows. So those are ones that you need to think about what we can do to help control the re-sprouting. And so they can be dug out, or we can treat them with a herbicide after cutting. So you'll cut them, and then you can just paint on the herbicide that you use. And if we're going to use a herbicide on these volunteer trees, we need to make sure that it's sprouted from a seed and not a sucker growing up from the roots of an existing tree. Because if it's a sucker, meaning it is growing off of another tree, it will, when you put that herbicide on that stem or that, I don't even know what to call it, little sprout that we cut off, is going to absorb that chemical. And it's possible that when it absorbs that chemical, if it's a sucker, that it will damage or even kill your original tree. And so we need to think about that if we've got some suckers growing up. And there's a lot of different kinds of trees that are pretty known for having suckers, and those we just trim off and go that route. But in our pastures, we are starting to see a lot of cedar regrowth, a lot of different tree sprouts that are coming up. And so we want to think about getting those cut and controlled. And so that is just something to think about this winter time, if you've got some extra time on your hands to clean out some of those volunteer trees.
Sounds like something to keep an eye on for the next couple of months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Florey.